Well, in fact, I must first say that it is not exactly what we call a resident assembly, because a resident assembly, technically speaking, is the assembly of the residents, but when it takes a decision, there we will not take any decision. That's important to precise, to get clarity on this top, on this point. We call it, in fact, the RA gathering. It's more a gathering. And the idea is that regularly the community might found interesting to meet, to gather, to share, to enjoy, and eventually to be inspired by what? The spirit of Auroville? That would be nice, no? Spirit of Auroville. That is our focus. We intend to make a series of regular meetings in the community to connect as much as possible again and again with the spirit of Auroville. I think, we think, and we are not alone to think, that it is very important for the community to get in contact with the spirit of Auroville. And the other idea is very simple. How can we translate this spirit into our life? Because we are here for that. And the first meeting will be focused, dedicated to the entry process in Auroville and what it means to be a resident of Auroville, what it means to participate, what commitment it brings. And this will not be done by people who will say, oh, it is like this and it is like that, but by the residents themselves. We would like the resident to say and say again what they feel the spirit of Auroville is, what is Auroville for them, how they see it can translate in the entry process and in the commitment to live in Auroville. I mean, if someone comes from the first time, he will not be lost. You don't need to have attended the first one in order to follow the second. There will be a musical introduction, first of all. Then there will be some introduction to the meeting by Jesse, who is a young Aurovillian. He was born in Auroville, or at least he has been in Auroville since his childhood. And he is very fun to hear, to say serious things with some fun. So, and he has a very, very good voice also, very strong like this. And so after that, there will be some children happening. We don't know what it will be. Let's see, it's a surprise. And then we will come in more into the topic of the meeting. We will present what it will be. And the first thing that we will do is to hear the presentation of the entry service members. A new entry service has been put in place in Auroville. The members are quite fresh. They have started to work since 1 month. They are full of enthusiasm, ideas, goodwill, and very nice ideas. And so they will present themselves during this beginning of the meeting. And then we will start to really try to put the question amongst people, what is Auroville? And to start with, we will make a little game in order for us to break the ice, I would say, and get in touch with people more closely so that we are not only a big mass of people not getting in contact with each other, but we have some experience of getting together individually. This will last for 15 minutes or so. It will be very nice. And then to relate also something to something deeper. Last time we made a little trial with what we call the attribute of the mother. You know, the chambers of the matrimonial, each of them has a name, which is an attribute. And it is very simple words which represent qualities that eventually one should embody. And the idea is that perfection should come only when everything is gathered. So we will have a little game around this also with people. Let's see how it's working. And then we will come to the topic. And then we will put some question like, what is Auroville for you? How do you see it can translate into the entry process and the commitment to Auroville? And then after that, we will have a game. There will be some Aloka from Awareness Through the Body, and Joanne will come and will guide a collective game or exercise, I don't know how to call it, just to be together in another way than just by talking or being, you know, using the body and so on. Last time we did that and it was very, very nicely felt by people. And then we will have a dinner, and I suppose the meeting will end with that. Everybody is welcome, but of course it concerns mostly the residents and the newcomers. But I mean, if guests are coming, they are interested and they want to attend, I mean, we will not check the identity at the entrance.